Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle, and it's time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are doing something interesting on this quarter. We're going to do our first segment, which is based on the suggestions that have come in on the app. If you have the app, you could go, you'll find a button that gives you an opportunity to make a suggestion for a topic for a segment. If you don't have the app, download it. Just go to your app store, look up Keystone Sports, download it, and you'll see the button along with your Ask Greg and your Ask Ross buttons where you could send your questions in. Greg, this suggestion, it came in from Al in Virginia, and he wants to know what the heck you do. As a beat writer for Penn State football, I think they're just kind of curious to open up the curtain a little bit, look behind, and see what that job is like. So I thought what the best place to start is, instead of we're now in the off season, let's fast forward to a normal season. Penn State's playing every week. What is that normal week like for you, Greg?
Yeah, you know, Jim, if you don't mind, I'll just do real quick what we're doing now, because we have actually Bob Flounders and I, Dustin Hawkinsmith, received some questions about what exactly is life like now. And I think obviously here at KSN, we're still recording things. We're still talking about Penn State football. And that's kind of been the norm across the industry for the people that cover the beat or that cover a college football team. Of course, with the NFL folks, they have the draft to get ready for. So, I mean, it's kind of business as usual, but in season, you know, it's kind of, you know, Kirk Soraka made an interesting comment when we talked to him earlier Tuesday. He was saying how he kind of needs a routine, even though he's working from home, and that his day starts at 7 and he has, you know, football work and installation work and maybe recording some video stuff from 7 to 10. And then he has a staff meeting at 10. Then he does more of that football and recruiting stuff from 11 to 3. And then he has a quarterback position meeting at 3. And then he does recruiting at night. You know, for us, a lot of what we do is build around those guys' schedule, which is the reason I bring that up. You know, so they slot the interviews and the opportunities to speak to those guys based on when it fits their schedule best from a football and recruiting standpoint. So Tuesday of each week in season, Coach Franklin speaks at 12:30. They open up practice to the media, and Coach Franklin speaks again then on Wednesday night. He does his radio show Thursday, which serves as kind of the last local media opportunity before games. Now, he'll sometimes do ESPN or Fox or ABC, whoever's carrying that game. But the access for us typically wraps up on Thursday. If it's an away game, we'll travel Friday. Otherwise, we'll drive up to State College and sit in traffic like the rest of you with the wonderful Penn State parking plan on Saturday morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when kickoff is. And then, you know, I think one thing that some people understand, some people don't, some care about, some don't, but, you know, the work really doesn't start until after the game ends, right? So we sit and watch the game and take notes, and obviously a lot of you interact with us on social media and this, that, and the other thing, but, you know, when the game ends, that's when we really get things going. So, you know, basically Coach Franklin will come in somewhere between 30 and 50 minutes after the game ends and hold a news conference. Then the players come in, and sometimes, depending on the roads, there's usually 5 to 7 guys available. At home, it's usually 10 to 12, and they'll do their interviews. And then we'll spend probably the better part of the next 4 to 5 hours writing at the stadium. And then we'll head back to a hotel if we're on the road, or head home if we're in State College, and continue writing until everything's ready to go for Sunday morning and Monday morning. So then you get to Sunday and you have the poll releases. And later in the season, you have the Tuesday college football playoff reveal. And during the week, they have players available via conference call in between classes as well. So we really just kind of mold our schedule around what the coaches have set up for the best fits their needs. And it's obviously something we all enjoy doing, looking for things that, you know, the listeners want to hear about and read about and so on and so forth. So that's kind of a breakdown of the in-season game plan. And we try and mix in some interviews with recruits as well and some experts to, you know, expand the horizons heading into each week and each game.
What's it like in the press conference watching a game? Now, you say about, and I imagine late games are a little bit tougher on you with that several hours of writing after the game. But how about watching a game in the press conference? What about the press or in the press box? And what about press box food? I know a lot of people ask that question.
Yeah, Penn State has by far, I think, the best press box food in the Big Ten. That's the, I think it's, you know, I'm not Ross Tucker. I don't pretend to be when it comes to ranking and evaluating press box food. But no, Penn State staff does a nice job. Ohio State staff does a nice job. Michigan's probably third in line. And then everywhere that we've been kind of falls in from there, probably all the way down to Indiana's a pretty tough place to find something to eat. You better eat before you go to work or you're not going to eat until afterwards. But no, I mean, I think the press conference setting, one thing people probably don't know or may not know is that it's, well, there's a lot of cordialness on this beat of people who travel to cover the team and people who cover the team, period. I mean, there's not really, you know, I think the there's a lot of people who you know, maybe have seen movies or things like that, and they think that it's very cutthroat and very competitive, and it is very competitive. Everybody wants to have the best story or, you know, the story first, whatever. But there's a lot of joking around, a lot of, you know, friendship on this beat. And I think that's one thing that we get comments from as a collective group from other, you know, writers at other stadiums is that they're kind of surprised how cordial everybody is and how, you know, willing to spend time with and share things and all of that that this group has. You know, after games, if somebody needs something, you always be able to find somebody to help you. And conversely, you might have somebody ask you after each game for a quote that they didn't get or a stat that they couldn't find or something like that. And it kind of works together nicely. It is interesting. It's almost like one big extended family in a way. A bunch of people who spend a lot of time together doing sort of the same thing. And, you know, in the press conferences, I don't know how else to say it other than that they are basically exactly what you think they would be. You know, they have two, sometimes three people running microphones around to ask, you know, for people to ask questions. And James after games talks for about, I don't know, 10 to 14 minutes on Tuesday. He talks for the better part of an hour. And, you know, he feels just about anything anybody throws his way. And it's very good at shifting from one topic to another. So that's always a good part of the week. But yeah, I mean, you know, the news conferences and things like that are pretty much as you would expect them to be. They go faster than you would like them to sometimes, and they tend to cover quite a bit of ground.
Now, you were talking about how close the group is, the different beat writers for the different papers and so on. As Penn State fans, we're familiar with all of the names. What could you tell us about any of those folks? I mean, who's the funny one? Who's the guy who's first in line for the food? Who's the strange one? What could you tell us about any of your cohorts that you're allowed to say on the radio?
Sure. Yeah. Well, speaking of things that aren't strange, Jim, I actually just got rid of my timer here. So keep that in mind as we progress through this segment. But no, I mean, speaking in a general sense, it is, again, it's like that extended family where everyone knows the kind of person who does this or does that. You know, there's a guy like StateCollege.com's Ben Jones, who has a very dry sense of humor that I think a lot of people enjoy. There's the Audrey Snyder from The Athletic, who's very good at getting under the surface of things and asking questions that dive a little bit deeper than what the surface level might be. You know, I think that you have the guys who have been around a long time, Rich Scarcella, the Reading Eagle, Mike Foreman of StateCollege.com, Dave Jones and Bob Flounders, of course, at Penn Live, and a couple other ones who have covered this team for a long time and really are able to ask questions and write stories from a historical perspective that somebody who's a little bit younger can't do. Or, you know, they can relate to games that many fans have also watched either in person or on TV. So I think that you have that kind of group of things. Mark Brennan from Lions 247 is the same way there. You have guys who just crush recruiting. That's, of course, Sean Fitz at Lions 247 and Ryan Snyder at Blue White Illustrated. And, you know, everyone kind of slots into their own little role, and you kind of know what, you know, you kind of know what you're getting from each person on a day-to-day basis. You know, you have guys who will look for unique things to write, good and bad. You know, you have guys who will write more columns than they will, you know, reported pieces or things that are, you know, straight news stories and things like that. So it is interesting that everyone kind of falls into their little segments and their little habits. And it's very much like, you know, the office setting that you might have at your job where, you know, we don't all work for the same team, but we all do the same thing and we often share the same workspace. And you always know who the guy to go to is if you need a quote, you know, or who the guy to go to is if you have a historical question, or who you can go chat with if you just need to take a break and have a lighter moment. So it's a very interesting collection of people. There's no doubt about that.
We still have a couple minutes here, Greg. You talked earlier about the food at the away venues. Ohio State, Michigan does a good job. Indiana maybe doesn't. What about just in general, what are your favorite road trips to make?
Yeah, I haven't been fortunate enough to get everywhere in the Big Ten yet. And one place I really dislike, I know that wasn't your question,
no, but
I'm
going to
go
right
that direction anyway. I hate the Big House in Ann Arbor. I really do. It just, from where we watch the game from, it just, you can't hear anything. They have soundproof glass. So, I mean, if, you know, we're talking about a world now where there might not be fans in the stands or limited fans in the stands, depending on how things work out here. But at Michigan, when you're there in their press setting, sometimes it's hard to tell there's anybody even in the stands, even though there is, because it's very sort of cordoned off. And again, you don't really hear much of the crowd noise and the sort of environment of the game, which is disappointing for a place that has such a, you know, such a high, is held in high regard by a lot of folks. That's just, I don't really see it that way. So that's one thing to note. But, you know, in terms of favorite road venues, everyone seems to love that has been there, Wisconsin and Nebraska. I really enjoyed the trip that we took to a couple of places that weren't Big Ten related. You know, the Rose Bowl's tremendous, the Fiesta Bowl's tremendous, the Cotton Bowl was a very good trip. But in terms of Big Ten trips, you know, Rutgers, you know, one thing about that is it's easy to get in, it's easy to get out of. That's probably one of the easier trips that we make. I was one of the toughest ones to try and get into, to, you know, where that stadium is by plane is a challenge. Same kind of goes for Illinois. One of the more pretty underrated settings, I think, is Northwestern Gym. That's a really interesting place and a really nice stadium for people to go see a game at, and has some pretty cool views of the skyline and everything else as they get, you know, obviously close to Chicago there. So that's a good trip too. And Ohio State, I think, just from the environment standpoint, Jim, and just from the, you know, tradition and history that's there, that's always an enjoyable place to go see a game too.
Well, that'll have to be it on finding out about Greg's job. You mentioned Madison, Wisconsin for a venue. I did get to go there as a fan and had an absolute great time. Madison is a cool place to go. So that will be it for quarter number three. Stick around in quarter number four. You take over the show. It's your questions for Ask Greg.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.